This episode of the podcast is brought to you by our partner, Audible.
Yes, it is. So we are partnered with Audible. That means that if you are looking just to check it out, you don't want to put your card in and just take the dive, you can get 30 days for free on us. If you go to audibletrial.com/JATG or click the link down below, you'll be taken there. You can sign up for 30 days for free and just test it out. Like, there's a lot of stuff on there that you can get for free, a lot of Audible exclusives. But what I really like about Audible is that out of the hundreds and thousands of audiobooks that they have, if you decide to purchase something, that is yours forever. Like, if you decide not to carry on your subscription or you want to take a break or whatever it is, you can always go back and listen to that book whenever you want through the app on the internet. Doesn't matter, because it's yours. So once again, you can get that for 30 days for free on us if you go to audibletrial.com/JATG.
It doesn't take long, folks. We are back. Welcome one, welcome all. Johnny and the Greg. And with us, Tina. Welcome for this hour-ish ride where we're going to talk about stuff. Hopefully, we'll try to keep Tina's jokes to a minimum. And
why do we want to do that?
Exactly. They're amazing. No. Look at your hat. It's amazing.
Okay. So all right, get one out.
I really like my hat. So I know you're going to make fun of it, but I really do like it.
No. So why does NASA throw the best parties?
Why?
You got to at least try.
Okay.
Because they're out of this world?
Yes, they have the most space. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I get it. Jesus Christ. What's on your is that Kermit the Frog?
It is.
On your shirt? That's Kermit? It is. Okay. I just saw a hand by your, like, where your breasts are, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
And there. Kermit's happening.
You got a Kermit Frog impression? Are you good with that, Tina?
No.
Greg, you got one of those?
Not really.
No?
Not one I worked on.
Kermit D. Frog, not one of those?
No.
All right, as usual, guys, all comments welcome on this fun thing. Am I, like, coming in sharp? Like, my voice?
Not really.
Okay, good.
You're good. You're good.
Just coming in sharp here. Okay? Yeah. You sound a little bit like you're in a closet in the corner of a room.
They put baby in the corner.
Yeah. Why don't you walk us through this real quick? Where you're at and what you're doing and what you... Walk us through this, Tina. So, this is how dedicated she is, folks.
I am. So my boyfriend's sister, Christina, she and her family are on vacation for spring break. So Nick watches the dogs. So me and TJ and Nick's younger son, Dominic, were all at the Chicago house. And so I was like, well, I got to figure out a place to be. But because it's so like echoey and you can hear everything, the kids are down in the basement, but it's a three-story, you know, house in Chicago. So like everything's just all of it moves up, all the sound. So Nick is in the middle, watching TV, you know, in the living room, and I'm upstairs in the corner in the bedroom.
she's like sitting down in the corner of a
sitting down.
there have been times when I was recording training and stuff from work where it was too echoey. I would literally go in my closet because it's like with all the hanging clothes and stuff, it's like built in soundproofing.
Really?
Oh yeah. And I would be in there with my little mic and I would, you know, hold it up here and I would have my laptop set up on like a laundry bag or a laundry basket. And I was recording training. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You know what? That makes sense though. That makes sense. Like, you know, cause the sound would get absorbed by the clothes. Yeah. It's just, it's kind of funny like that. So guys, we've been away for a while.
It's been a little bit.
It has been a while. Like I went on vacation, then you went on vacation. And then last week just didn't work out. And, you know, we're back. So we've been almost gone a month. That's crazy. Yeah. Marshall, it's good to be back. Thank you, sir, for already checking in with us. One of our faithful there. Tina, walk us through something that happened to your arm.
What happened to you?
What happened
yeah,
to me?
Yeah. So, like, explain to the world why I can't get a haircut for how long?
Probably at least a few months.
Yeah. Because you're lazy?
Because I'm so lazy. Because I was actually following the rules of the road. And
that's your mistake.
So do we want the long story that actually, you know, tells everything, or do you want the short story?
Short.
Short. So I was trying to make a left-hand turn. The light had already turned red, and a guy ended up hitting another car before he went through the red light and hit me head on. And I broke my wrist pretty badly. I displaced it, compound fracture. Thank God that was the only thing that happened to my body, but it was my right hand, which is the one that I cut with. And my car was totaled. Which I'm very dedicated to my job, though, because the third phone call that I made was to my ambassador program, like the area coach. So it's the main person that trains everybody. And I was like, in the ambulance, I'm like, Renee, I'm not going to be able to be there. I was in a really bad accident. They were already pumping me up with drugs, and it was pretty bad. I had surgery. I need to have occupational therapy. It was pretty traumatic. I don't like left-hand turns. I got a new vehicle. I got a little Ford Escape.
Nice.
So now I'm not in a Nissan Altima anymore. But
God, well, yeah, thank God you're okay. But yeah, so you were holding onto the steering wheel, and when they hit you, this came forward and your hand didn't move?
Probably. I don't even know what happened, but let me tell you. So it was like, I could see it coming, right? Yeah. So, like, I mean, he hit the left-hand turn lane guy in the northbound lane, and I was going south. And, I mean, I saw him go between two cars, hit the left-hand turn lane guy, and I was like, oh, shit, there was nowhere for me to go. I thought it was turned more, and I was actually head-on. He hit me at 35 miles an hour, and my car spun around a time and a half. I ended up facing north. And I think what happened was that, like, the airbag popped out too. I know that my hand was already gone by that point, but, like, I don't know if I was just bracing or something, but I mean, when he hit me, it just took it. So I got my stitches out last Monday, though. So at least my scars are, you want to see?
You're going to show?
I'm going to show. Okay.
You can look at this impressive image on,
so that's
not
where
bad.
No, it got way better than last week.
Yeah.
My bone came out there, and then this is where, like, they had to put the plate in. Mm-hmm. Can you see that?
Yes, we can totally see it.
And the plate's in there for life, yes?
Yeah, it's not removable. It's in there. There's 7 screws. But that one was the major one. And
am,
like,
I looking at that weird, or is that bone messed up now? Am I looking at that weird?
The bone,
I'm sure it's still swollen.
It's a little swollen, but yeah, bone, it was pretty messed up. It all came, like, my ulna and my radius, this is the ulna, it was literally like this.
Yeah. Okay, put your brace back on.
Oh, why?
So when you're in this, and this happens to you, and the shock, you're obviously in shock, when did you look at your arm and realize, oh, shit?
Within 5 seconds. Airbag popped, and I stopped, and then I don't go into complete panic mode. I go into find out all the information. So what I did was I got out of the car, and I mean, within 5 seconds, I was like, my hand, and all I kept screaming was my hand. I cut hair, like, my hand. And I went to the passenger side because I needed to find my phone. And my car was still on. So as I was trying to, like, make a phone call to my boyfriend and one of my friends who's a firefighter who I know would be listening to, like, the radio, it wasn't connecting to my phone. And I just was like, I need to figure this. I could not use this hand at all. So I'm using my left. And at the time I had way longer nails. So I'm like trying to really figure this out. And I turned off my car. And then that's when, you know, I was like, okay, some guys came and helped me. I was asking if the other people were okay. That guy did not ask about me. He stayed in the car. He didn't care two shits about anything. except his souped up car that he had just put a boost on and just put racing tires on. And he was just chilling in the car. And the people that were helping me were just like, you'll be okay. And I'm like, no, my hand, like all I could think about was me cutting hair. That's it. That's all I kept saying. Was,
well, it's your livelihood.
I mean, well, Johnny knows, like Johnny really knows how much it means to me. It's my life. It's not just my livelihood. It's my career. I've been doing it since I was five. Like I've been doing it for 21 years with a license. Like you take something like that away from me, you just took my heart. Like, thank God TJ wasn't in the car. I had just dropped off his clarinet at the school. And I was going down that, I was going to get gas at the corner. And, you know, I just kept thinking like, okay, like I just need to get all the information. So I handed my phone to the guy and I was like, can you just please take pictures? Please take pictures. He took like four good pictures. I took pictures of my hand and then they took me in the ambulance and I left. And then that was it. Like I was in the hospital for 3 days, two and a half, had surgery. They reset my bone twice on Tuesday. And then I had surgery on Thursday and then I went home.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, thank you. I get to do occupational therapy for at least a couple months. I start that April 3rd, and then because I got to still let this heal a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I'll be back. Not only cutting hair, but Taekwondo, kickboxing. I don't even know what I'm going to be able to do with my right hand anymore because I can't make a fist. I can't close it. It's all numb. It's pretty not it's gnarly.
sorry about that.
Okay. I'm here. If this was the worst of it, if my hand was the worst of it, I'll get my hand back. Hand back. I couldn't get my life back, you know?
Well, of course, or your injuries could have been way worse. Yeah, you could have the engine could have been in your lap. But, you know.
I got out of that car so fast because things were leaking.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it. It was destroyed. Yeah. Thank God it was actually more head on. Cause if I was actually at a T-bone, I don't even know. He would have crushed like this way. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what would have happened. I don't know, but I'm okay. I didn't cry this time.
No, you almost got there. You almost happened. I thought I was going to have to take some sort of weird commercial break, but.
Right.
So what movie did you pause to come up here and watch? I mean, come up here and do the podcast.
So one of my favorite movies is Roadhouse, and we were watching the new one. So right now we're Conor McGregor is.
I asked that because I wanted to see Greg's face because I know he's seen this and I saw it. And I'm going to say this to you because I love you. Don't watch it.
I'm going to finish it.
It's
pretty bad, but I am going to finish it. I finished what I start.
The first one's bad, too. I mean, let's be honest.
No, the first one's classic. First one's a classic.
It's classically bad, but it's not awesome. Like it's a great film.
No, the hair, all of it. Beautiful.
Oh, Patrick Swayze,
I watched the trailer for the first Roadhouse, and trailers in the 90s, I don't remember them that horrible, but. So this movie, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to say they had elements in it where if they would have gone differently with it, I would have been, they could have gotten me. Like I liked, Jake's character. I just don't like pretty much 75% of what went around him.
Oh yeah.
So,
okay.
I'm,
you know what? I've been catching like the little subtleties, like the Double Deuce restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right next to Glassy Key or
Glass, you know, Books. The bookstore or
whatever. Yeah. Glass Books. Yeah.
I was like that right there. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. I like the boat, how it's named The Boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say this. The one thing I'm not clear on, and again, I'm not spoiling it for anybody. Well, maybe it's a small spoiler, but it doesn't wreck anything moving forward. If you've seen the first one, you'll know what I'm talking about. He's not a bouncer by trade.
No, he's a UFC fighter.
Yeah, well, not really even that. He was. He's just some bum that does pit fights.
No, yeah. I mean, his career in the UFC.
Like, he doesn't have that. Like, what I liked about the original is Dalton was a professional. He knew what he was doing. Like, and this one is very much like, I don't know, he just showed up.
He's like the Zen. He's still the Zen type fighter.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's yes. what they were trying to bring in.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't hate it.
Is Post Malone really that fat?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I didn't hate that.
He's just a little chubby in the. I did not
yeah.
realize that.
He's a old school.
He's a regular. He's a regular.
He's a regular dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang on, right before you go, Greg, I know you got good thoughts on this. My only thought was, I know, and Tina, you do too, and Greg, you know too, it's very hard to get into that type of shape. Like the sacrificing with meals to look camera ready, like that's really tough, and I felt like it was just wasted. I was like, oh, that's a waste. Damn it.
The very first thing that you see is him like standing up, and I was like, listen, Mr. V, okay, like you are way too cut. Like that, you were starving yourself for a while because that is not. Oh my God, that was.
He weighs 185 in that movie.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, he usually says I walk around at 206 to 210. He goes, I went to 185 for this. I was like,
wow.
Okay,
that's okay because Conor McGregor put on the rest of the weight because he was roided out for him.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
He's such a bad actor.
Oh, of course
he's not acting. He's not acting. I know, but it's he's just like, being Conor McGregor with a different name.
But his teeth look really fake too.
Probably. He's probably getting knocked out.
I would guess so. Yeah. The story I thought was, you know, I liked that it wasn't like a shot for shot remake. They weren't trying to, you know, do everything the same.
Yes.
So I enjoyed like the Florida piece and, you know, it's called The Roadhouse. And,
yeah,
you know, I liked it. I liked that piece of it. The fight scenes, like, there's
so fake.
There's literally CGI
in them
fight scenes.
That's like, what I thought. Yeah. I was like, he didn't really punch him. That's a computer generated punch.
Yeah. It was. And I'm like, why did they do that? Like that's to me, unnecessary CGI. So your budget is expanding.
Right.
And then some of the camera work, I didn't really like where it was like perspective, like somebody's perspective and it's, you know, the up close and, as my son said, it's some of the transformerist fights that he has seen in a movie where it's just so close. You're like, what is happening? I mean, these guys are supposed to be fighters. Essentially it's a fighting film. It's like a martial arts film.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you really couldn't tell what was happening. So,
yeah. And there was just some stuff that, like that one scene, Greg, where he's like, yeah, he's got a knife in the back pocket. So when he pulls it out, just take a step back. And I was like, no, I don't know if that's. But I mean, it's a movie. I just, I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I like the guy. I think he's a good actor. It's just, nothing seemed to really make, like something would happen and you're like, okay. And then something else. And you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like in real world.
I don't get why he was walking everywhere.
Because he lost his car. Remember? Well, he got hit by the train.
Yeah.
So he didn't have a car and he didn't get a new car.
But like.
Well, Reacher walks everywhere. You don't have a problem with it, Greg.
Because that's part of his character. I mean.
Well, maybe that was part of Dalton's character.
Part of Dalton's character from the original was like he had a shitty car because it would get beat up all the time,
destroyed all the time.
And then he had a nice car that didn't come out very. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't hate it. I mean, but at the same time, I'm like, I can totally see why this was not released in the cinema.
Oh, we have Mrs. Shirley.
So
Mrs. Shirley came on here. She said, Tina, you've already received some luck that it wasn't worse. Good luck going forward. Thank you.
I didn't realize now
that's Mama Shirley, right?
Yeah, that's my mom.
That was your, okay.
Thank you, Mama Shirley.
Aww.
Yeah.
So anyway, I could totally see why that wasn't released in the big screen. But and I know the director was really upset by that because I think the studio had made some promises to him about it being released in the big screen. And when it wasn't, he was upset.
Well, I think Greg, do you think people watched that, like the head ups watched it and thought, no, we're gonna put this to Netflix?
Yeah, because I think they didn't want to put out the advertising budget to get it into the big screen. And like this weekend, it would have been opening up against Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, any no way anything was going to beat Ghostbusters. For
did that come out this weekend? I didn't even.
It did. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah, Greg, I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it? Okay,
I did. Yep, okay. I think it's definitely worth your time.
Tina, did you see the last Ghostbusters? Kids on a farm. No.
No, I barely even watched the original.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Oh, don't look at me. Oh, no, don't give me that.
Don't give me that face. No, I'm not I don't play that game anymore where I chastise people for not seeing films. John. I'll do that to John.
Yeah. He'll do it to me. Yeah.
But where my review of this, if you go on Letterboxd and see my review, I said where Ghostbusters Afterlife was about a family coming together, because that was very much the core piece of the film. This is about a team coming together where they're in New York City. They've been busting ghosts now for a little bit. And they bring in some more players that I'm like, okay, you've got a really great cast now that I think you could do at least one more film and bring in the rest of that cast. At the same time, I think we need to retire kind of the original, of the Ghostbusters. Yeah.
The original cast. Yeah.
Like Bill Murray. Bill Murray can stay.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
I'm one of the ghosts.
What's that?
He could probably become one of the ghosts.
Well, they did that in the last film with.
Did they see?
With I didn't.
Did not know.
Because that actor actually has.
But passed away, didn't he? Yeah, he actually passed
away. Yeah, he did. But no, I ended up good seeing time. It twice. Because my daughter my oldest daughter couldn't make it. She had to work, and she's like, "Can we go see it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll take you again." So
did we? Did we get a popcorn bucket at all?
No, they don't have those in my theater. I wish I would have, because those look pretty cool.
Is
popcorn
that,
bucket?
Yeah,
they have a ghost trap popcorn bucket, like collectible at some of the bigger theaters, which I don't frequent. But they're pretty cool.
Nice.
They are cool. I think if theaters have to come up with new ways to get people there, so that's one way. It's almost like a movie theater Happy Meal toy.
It's a collectible. I mean, for people that want it, it's memorabilia. It's collectible. I'm sure.
I agree. All right, Greg, it's been a while, but we have a new segment here. It's called Door Number One or Door Number Two. So which one do you want, Greg?
Okay.
Door Number One or Door Number Two?
Let's try one.
Door Number Two, no problem. So to let you know, I heard Door Number Two.
Yeah, whatever.
So just to let you guys know, this is a little old news now, but I thought this was funny. So the Penguins the Pittsburgh Penguins are a hockey team. And they had Jaromir Jagr was a very, he's one of their best players ever. They had the bobbleheads stolen for Jaromir Jagr night. Okay. So if you can picture how many people you think are go to a stadium, would you say like 67,000?
Yeah. I mean,
okay. So my question was, okay,
67,000 people.
They got stolen.
What, you mean like all of them?
All of them. Gone.
Oh, my.
So my question is, where the hell are you going to store?
Well done. Yeah.
Let's just say 67,000 Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. Where's the space that you're going to put that?
Where do you, and why? Like,
right. So my thought, they were stolen at customs. They were stolen during customs. So my guess is either drugs are in them.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Or people thought that was a shipment that wasn't the shipment. So can you imagine these drug dealers bringing this thing there? They open up the thing, they look in there, and they go like,
and there's all bobbleheads.
What the fuck? Where's the drugs? You know, it's like, what are you talking
about?
They're
breaking open all the bobbleheads. Like that's not it.
Yeah, that's not it. So I just, when I heard that that they stole that much, I was like, where are you gonna put that? Like, that's like. That's more than one crate, I would think.
Yeah.
Or that's a really big crate. So how are you going to easily just, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's pallets. That's like semi cars full.
Yeah. So it's like, where are you going to store that much? So
a storage unit.
And yeah.
They took it in a truck and they went to a storage unit.
Well, and they're not, or are they? I don't know if baseball bobbleheads are that valuable. Like, stealing them. I mean,
right. That stealing.
I've gotten a couple from like Milwaukee Brewery games that I've been to, but like if everybody's got one, is it that collectible?
Well, I think now these are going to be very valuable. Unless one guy's cornering the market, because one day he's going to pop one on eBay one day. We'll see. We'll see. All right, Tina, before we go to door number one, give me a weird animal fact, Tina.
Cats do not meow to communicate with each other. They meow to get a human's attention.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what about when they're screaming at each other when they're about to fight in the yard?
That's screaming.
So just like the regular, okay.
The regular talk. When that's they meow, the... I mean, I have cats. I can tell the difference between when they're talking to each other and when they're actually like trying to yell at me.
You have more than one?
Yeah, I have two. I have a 20-year-old and I have a 7-year-old.
Okay.
So I have a old bitty senior citizen and a basically a first grader, second grader. Yeah.
Okay.
So they used to have four.
Oh, you were the creepy cat lady.
No.
Yeah, nobody most creepy that. Cat ladies don't think they're the creepy cat lady.
So here's the funny thing. I needed my bathroom exhaust fan fixed, and my boyfriend's friend came over and fixed like the light switch and everything, because it was actually the electrical problem with the light switch. And he looked down, and I have my litter box in the bathroom, and he's like, "She has cats?" And he's like, "Yeah, she has two." And he's like, "You cannot tell that she has cats, because I make sure that it doesn't smell like them. It doesn't, you know."
Yeah, no, you do a good job about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. But if you sit on my couch, that's a completely different story.
Ah, okay.
My oldest daughter, super alert. Well, multiple people in my house are super allergic to cats. That's why we don't have them.
Would you have one? Would you have one if you didn't?
You know what? My kids think I hate cats because I've never owned any and I prefer dogs. But if no one was allergic to cats in my house, I could see having it. It's not a super big deal to me. Growing up, I was raised to hate cats. Like my dad is very much, nah, cats are useless, blah, blah, blah.
Good on you, Mr. Shirley.
But like, yeah, no, I don't think I would care one way or the other if we had one or not. But we can, because everybody's allergic.
I hate cats.
Get
out there in the
universe. I grew up with dogs.
My college age daughter, one of her best friends has a cat, and she went over to this girl's apartment and was like, hanging out. And usually she's fine. She's like, if I just sit like on the chair or something like that, she's like, but I laid on her bed.
Oh no.
And she said like on the pillow. And then they were just hanging out. It was a little bit darker. Then they flipped all the lights on. And I guess her one eye, she showed me a picture. It was like totally red, puffed up to the point where everybody was like, Whoa, are you okay? Do we need to do something? Do you need to go to the hospital? She's like, no, it's not that bad, right? But she said it was like weeping and gummy, and I'm like, no, that's bad. Like,
was it like out of there? Like where was that when Will Smith was allergic to shellfish?
I don't think it was quite that bad. but yeah, the eye was looking
Hitch, pretty, that was the movie, yeah.
Pretty terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Door one, let's talk about this. So, I don't know if you guys have heard this or not, but there is a guy on May 17th, 2022, Gorsik celebrated 50 years of eating Big Macs nearly every day since 1972. Gorsky has surpassed eating 34,000 Big Macs. Gorsky claims to have skipped breakfast, and only other food he eats is a small evening snack such as ice cream, a fruit bar, potato chips. Okay, so think about this. Since 1972, this guy has had a Big Mac one time every day May 17th, 2022. My question to you guys, if you could have one thing from a fast food place every day, what would it be?
Do we get the therapy that goes with it?
You might just more or less get the budget. I'd give you however much money that would cost that day. I think I have one, but I'm not sure that would actually count as fast food. Chipotle?
No, that counts.
Does that count? Okay. I think that's what I would do. Or those chicken sandwiches from Burger King. I got the Freshman 15 from that. Do you remember those? Those were in Whitewater.
When you and I went to Gen Con And on the way back, you had one. And you were like, oh my God. I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah, that was a bad idea, actually. But it reminded me of the back in the day. What do you got,
Greg? I don't know.
All right, think about it. Tina, you got something? What is it?
Okay, so I'm a sucker for fries.
Okay.
And I love fries.
That's an easy one. Like, that makes sense.
Five Guys fries.
Five Guys fries.
And their Cajun fries are.
I was gonna say the spicy ones or the regular.
The spicy. I would go between the two, but I would have their fries. Their fries, okay. For sure. Yeah.
What about you, Greg?
I don't know. I kind of go in spurts of what I like.
Okay.
In terms of like fast food, like I'll do a Burger King thing for a little bit and then I'll be like, nope, we're going to switch it up. And I guess what I've heard, because I've never had it, that the chicken nuggets in Europe or like in Greece specifically are so much better than the ones that we have here.
Probably because they're not like, you know,
they're real. Right,
they have higher
they're
quality real? Of food.
They're
standards.
Real. Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to say that I would go for the Greek chicken McNugget.
I can't give you that.
Why not?
Because you've never had it.
Well, but I assume
that's like saying, I don't know. That's like saying I'd rather have, I don't know. Like I'd rather have Mars food. Like you can't say that. You have never had it. That's not the, so you got to pick something, Greg. Like
something I've had.
Wendy's is good. Wendy's is good burgers.
I do like, see, that's just it. I wouldn't want a burger every day. Like,
no,
this guy who's having a Big Mac every day needs therapy because he's got some obsessive issues going.
I'm a burger and fries girl. Like,
yeah.
Give me a bacon cheeseburger. TJ likes it with pickles and onions, like an old man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yes. I mean,
how are you an old man if you like pickles and onions?
I'm just saying that's what old men usually like. It's pickles and onions. But
study a lot of their eating habits.
I like old men. What?
Study a lot of their eating habits, do you?
I like them. I don't know what to say. But okay. I could have a burger. I love burgers. Like, we just had burgers today, but not all burgers are made the same.
No,
and
they're not.
And I don't want to have a specific. I love, there's Mugs in Arlington Heights, I think, or Rolling Meadows or something like
that.
I think
I know the guy that owns that.
The one over there, not the one in Crystal Lake, because that one's shitty as fuck. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That one was horrible.
Mugs, but
the
is
one
that what Arlington you said?
Heights? Mugs, yeah.
Mugs.
Okay.
TJ loves their double bacon cheeseburgers, and him and his dad got me one last week, and it was phenomenal. But like, I couldn't eat something like that every single day. Cause like you will get tired. I love burgers, but I was looking at the shepherd pie today and I was like, I could go for a shepherd's pie. I haven't had that in like years.
Do you remember? I don't even think they carry it anymore. McDonald's had, cause they have the apple pie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they used to have a cherry.
Mm-hmm.
And I like maybe that, like for a dessert.
You could pound that down every day.
Maybe. Okay. I can't eat anything every day.
Yeah.
And be okay with it.
I could eat potatoes in any form.
But that's different. I mean,
Greg, what about one Topper's breadstick? Not the whole thing. One.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I think I could do that every day. I think so.
There's a Topper's opening.
Like that, what is that? 50 years that guy did it? He did it for 50 years.
50, yeah, that's.
It's almost like a punishment. It's almost like he
was
really
dared. Nuts. I mean, the one thing that he could do is that he could definitely see the decrease in quality over time, for sure.
I'm sure. Sure, yeah.
Because that had to happen.
Yep. Yeah.
And yeah,
okay. What's your favorite fast food place, Greg? You got one?
No. Not one that I can be like, people going there. Like, that's...
Okay. All right. Desert Island. Get off it for after, like the Castaway thing. You get off it.
Yeah.
Where's the first place you're going to get a burger?
Probably like a Five Guys.
Five Guys. Same with you, Tina.
I wouldn't. No, I can't do the Five Guys burgers. They're just too greasy. Like, I mean, I like them, but I like their fries a lot more. I would probably. I mean, I would definitely go for a burger. That Mud's burger was amazing.
Okay.
But
I've never heard of this place, John. You gotta take me.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Burrito. I would go for a burrito. I could change my mind. I could eat a burrito or a ham and cheese sandwich. Just a ham and cheese grilled cheese sandwich. Mm.
Oh.
I do like Arby's has some stuff that
you're right.
Like it's like a little hidden gem. Like nobody really goes to Arby's that Arby's, much that but, I yes. know of.
Yes.
But they when they were doing subs, like cold subs, I thought they were really good.
There's and, like three of them. There's like three of them around yeah, here.
They had like a
they're not around a lot.
They had like a chicken bacon ranch sub or something like that. And I'm like, that was really good.
The one in Palatine closed.
Yeah,
the Arby's one in Palatine?
So there is in Rolling Meadows, there's a place called Reps Sports Bar. And TJ's dad's friend is the one that owns it. And then he opened the one where Arby's used to be. So now it's just a to-go. And so he opened up the, and now it's Reps. And that's the Arby's, the old Arby's off Northwest Highway.
Okay, Greg, I know you're not on this. You get a coffee every day, do you not, Tina?
Yes,
isn't that basically the same thing? You're going to a fast food place, probably Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, and getting a coffee.
Hmm. Yeah.
That would almost equate, but the difference between having one cup of coffee versus a Big Mac.
This is like this dude's meal of the day. Isn't that what you said?
Like, yeah, it sounded like, that's else? That was his big meal the rest of the time he has. Yeah. Well, he doesn't have the best, like, he eats a very small evening snack such as ice cream, a fruit bar, or potato chips. Like this guy, either this guy's on a serious budget and he can't afford much, or his tastes have never elevated past like being a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever met those people that they have taste and they've never changed really their taste from a kid?
That was me for many years, honestly. I mean, I didn't do anything elevated and I was eating like I was 16 until, you know, you get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and they're like, hey, you can't do that anymore. And then you got to change. And so then, I was kind of forced to elevate and find different ways to cook, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing, there's no fast food place that I can say I would go to, but honestly, I love like a fresh garden salad. My Aunt Dorothy, when she was alive, I remember we were down there. She lived in Virginia and we went down for one vacation and I don't know what all she had in it. It was just like this fresh green garden salad because her garden was ginormous. And she, like, I'd be like, can I have a salad? And she would look at me like I was crazy because here I am a kid. She's like, is that all you want? Like, that's why I'm like, yes, that's what I want.
That's what
it probably. It probably tasted so good because it was
fantastic.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, and everything was fresh, like the tomatoes, maybe it was the green onions or something she put in. I have no idea. I just remember looking at it like I've never tasted anything like this. I don't know what's in this thing. But it was great.
What was that? Those are vegetables, honey.
Well, yeah, but it was, I don't know what it was, like what was making it so good.
Yeah. No, it's probably fresh. It was just probably fresh.
Yeah.
One of my friends was telling me that his girlfriend, he always tells her, he's like, can you make me a sandwich? Like, it's just a regular sandwich, has some like lettuce, some tomatoes, whatever. And it always tastes amazing. And I'm like, well, it's love. He's like, no, it's salt. He's like, he watched her make it one day. And between every single ingredient, even if it was like salami or, you know,
she threw a little bit of salt.
He put a little bit of salt. And he's like, I watched her physically make it. And that was the difference. And I'm like, love, salt, that's all the same shit, whatever, you know.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. I always thought you just love people that make food for you. Because it always tastes better when it comes from somebody else than when you make it.
I mean, and I love making food for people. I love, like maybe in another life I was a chef or something. Because that would be fun for me. Like if I was just making food for people that they loved it. I remember there was an Asian restaurant in Whitewater, and that was probably the first time I had like chicken fried rice. That if it's as good as my memory, I probably would have that.
Really? That's the first time you had that?
Yeah, we didn't do a lot of
home cooked meals.
No, we did a lot of home cooked meals, but like Asian food was not a thing in my house. Like every once in a while. But it wasn't like homemade or like never like fried rice or anything like that. We never did stir fry. My dad wasn't a fan. So I remember, I think it was when I was, maybe it's before I was dating my wife, that we went to one of these, you know, Asian buffet or something like that. So not even like a really good one. It was, but I had stir fry and I'm like, this is amazing. And I think John, you were there like, they have that every day at the dining hall. I'm like, I can get this in the dining hall. Yeah. They make it right from you. They make it right in front of you. I had no idea.
Yeah. That dining hall, my God, I can't believe they fed people there.
Yeah. Isn't that what every college person says? Like, oh,
probably
one of my friends, her daughter, had gotten a chicken salad from one of the dining halls. And
oh no, don't do that.
It was, the chicken was raw and the salad was, there was like mold. There was mold.
Oof, don't so, like, fucking
how,
do that.
How do you do that?
Yeah. You know what's amazing to me? You guys have seen the show Bar Rescue, right?
Yeah. Once. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Where he goes into a bar and he tries to flip it. And usually the problem is always cleaning it. That's always the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. Either they're not cleaning and storing their food properly, or they're not handling the food properly, or they're not cleaning the spout that comes that like fills up your drink. Like, I've just noticed that, like, have you guys ever gone into a restaurant and you knew immediately, oh shit, this is not a good place to eat, but I have to eat here because, like, I don't know, you're on a trip and you're like, I don't know where the hell else we're gonna go.
So I used to work with a woman who went into the bathroom before she went to go sit down. And I
to go see if
it's how clean the bathroom is. And you can generally tell if they have the bathroom super clean, they're most likely going to have everything else just as clean for the most part. So if she saw that the bathroom was disgusting, she'd turn around and be like, we're leaving. I go to the bathroom every single time I go into a restaurant, regardless, because I'm going to go wash my hands before I'm going to go eat anyway. I got to go to the bathroom. I got to wash my hands. I tell the boys, go wash your hands, right? But there have been some times where I'm like, oh, fuck no. I don't want to eat here. Like, and I got to eat there. And
I'll just have a glass of water, thanks.
Yeah, and even then I'm looking at the glass, and Nick just, he doesn't care if there's, If the plate is dirty or if there's hair on something, I'm the one that always says, oh, hell no. Like, give me a new whatever, because it's dirty. And we were
Nick's
at,
just like,
oh, yeah, he doesn't care. He does not care. And there was it was Veterans Day. And we went to a very popular establishment, and it was Outback. And the cheese curds came out like literally almost frozen inside, right? Mm. The silverware was dirty. The knives were dirty. And I was the one saying, dude, I know you guys are busy. I get that. I'm not trying to take that away from you, but like, we're paying for a service here and you can't even give us clean utensils. The food is coming out so fast that the cheese isn't even melted inside. It got to the point where we, like, there were two orders of it. And we're like, I don't even want it. Like, we can't eat it. It's almost frozen inside. So like, there have been a lot of times, and I worked for my friend when she had her, the pizza place, a few years ago. And I was there cleaning all the glasses, making sure that they were, you know, like, you gotta keep it clean. Oh no.
It is crazy. No. Hey Greg, I want to go back, Your mom on the chat said, Greg, rice was not allowed in our house.
Yep.
Why? Yep. Why? So, Greg, okay. Why wasn't it allowed, number one? I think I know, but I don't want to stereotype anybody. But I think I know why.
Maybe.
One reason. The other reason is, what happens if you brought rice home? Like, would you get in trouble?
Oh, no, we wouldn't get in trouble. So first let me say,
yes,
all rice consumed in America is grown in America. Like, it is grown and produced, and, you know,
I didn't know that
in North
America.
Yeah.
Okay.
A friend of mine, my artist friend Buzz, that I told him this story once, and he's like, all the rice that we get here is grown in America. I don't know where they grow it. I don't know what, if it's just, you know, like warehouses full of rice. Yeah, I mean, where, I don't, and you know what? I don't I didn't research it because I went, yeah, okay, that's fine, because I right. didn't have this. But my dad, who served in Vietnam, says that he saw what happened in those rice paddies in Vietnam, which was
okay. You know,
because there's a big watery, that like that's how rice grows.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I watched Rambo kill a lot of people in those.
Well, he's like, do you think they let them go use the bathroom? No, they just go right there. And so dad's certain that every grain of rice has been contaminated. It's not been treated. And he just won't. That's his story.
Okay.
Of why he won't. I kind of like, no, you're just being stubborn. And you don't want to eat rice.
Yeah,
is kind of what it comes down to.
It says here, each year, American rice farmers sustainably grow a roughly 20 billion pounds of rice in Arkansas, California, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Texas. Half of the rice crop is consumed by the United States, according to 80% of the rice consumed domestically.
Okay.
There you go.
That's so I think they're... Dad just doesn't want to have rice for dinner. He doesn't like fried rice. He does. So we made him for one of my daughter's birthdays. She wanted to go to a sushi place, and so we go, and Dad was like, "Chicken fingers and fries, you got those?" And they're like, "Yeah." And she forces my dad to have a sushi roll. It's just like a calf.
Yeah.
It was just like,
but it had rice.
Just dying.
So. It's hilarious. There are sometimes, I swear, we could find parts of how you grew up, Greg, and make a sitcom.
Probably. Yeah.
Tina, one day I got to have Greg tell you the when he transitioned to boxers.
We made an episode of that. You can go back and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
That was a tough one for the family.
That was hilarious.
You just need to let them breathe, huh?
No, it was almost, he almost had like a intervention.
Yeah.
Like they almost sent him down.
I had to come out of the boxer closet and be like.
They had to sit him down and be like, we found these.
Are you okay? Yeah. Are these yours? Uh-huh. But why? Oh,
we love you, Mrs. Julie.
Your dad doesn't do that.
We love you. I genuinely really love you guys. I just love that comment. Greg, rice was not allowed in our house. That's great.
Yeah, it was.
I grew up on rice. I'm Puerto Rican and Cuban. Like,
yeah.
Rice, oh, yeah.
You grew up rice on rice and curses.
Yes. Yes. A lot of them.
When's the last person you cursed? Did you ever curse anybody?
I've cursed out somebody.
But you never cursed.
I have not done any of that that type of cursing.
Did you have a grandmother that was like don't, like she would throw curses? Would she have like the chickens in the back and shit? And
we talked about this. So we were not allowed to in Santeria, we don't put harm on other people, right? We just we protect ourselves. If you try to say you want to put harm on somebody else, it's just going to come right back at you like tenfold. So in Santeria and like our type of religious culture, I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want to say, you know, I want to say fuck you, yeah, but like I would never say, hey, I want you to go die or blah 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 or whatever. I just be like, okay, keep whatever it is that you have to you, like, because I don't want any of it.
Okay, and so there was more protection spells then, or something.
Protection. Correct. Yeah, protection. We would have mirrors at the doors. So like, let's say this is, you know, the door right here. You'd put a mirror, and it would the reflection part would be facing the door, because any bad thing that would come in, you'd want to reflect it out away from you. I remember we would put, my mom and my grandma had a lot of these little cans, and you'd put like whoever's name it is and your name, and you put the names on each side of the piece of paper, and then you'd put the backing of the paper to each other. So now your names are facing away from each other. And then you'd put that into water and you'd freeze it so that whatever is happening with that person just stops the interaction, stops the hatred, stops whatever. It's never, I want to do something bad to you. Nothing like that. It was more, yeah, protection.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to go versus the other way. So no, you don't have any voodoo dolls of Greg and I somewhere? Nothing like that?
They're not voodoo dolls.
Oh, Dana. Well played. Well played.
There you go.
So you're the one that bought one. Okay.
I mean, you got two sales right there.
There we go. Greg, let's get some polyjammery going.
Okay. Well, it's been a couple of weeks.
It has been.
So here's a guy, I'm not even really sure how to say his name. I think it's Anes, A-N-E-E-S, someone that came across my feed. I'm going to share my screen and my sound here.
Greg, are people reaching out to you or no?
No. Oh, okay. This is still just...
Small time?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm surfing around looking at music and this is what comes up. So,
all right, who's this guy?
Yeah, he came up and I was like, okay, well, what do you got? And so I did. This is the one that popped up that made me want to go search out this song. So here you go.
Person that I am when I hurt you, because in those moments I desert you and I realize I don't deserve you. No, I don't deserve you, but I'm praying on my knees, I'm begging that you won't leave me. I don't like the person that I am when I hurt you.
It's just a reel, so it's really short.
Okay.
But there's that. I can play. I can bring up another. Or that.
I liked it. I don't know why, but I liked it.
It's mellow. I mean, he's got a really kind of mellow sound. And I just, you know, I put it in my music in the background.
Okay.
Playlist. Should be starting.
No, I don't deserve you, but I'm praying on my knees.
The recorded version.
You won't leave me, but you can do so much better. Please believe me. So I won't blame you if you leave me. Leave me, because I made a promise on the day we said vows.
I like it.
It's really chill out, kind of.
It's very chill. You know. It's very like bonfire in the backyard.
Yeah. Like
hanging out with friends, couple of cocktails. Hanging out with friends.
Yeah, cocktails, glass of wine, maybe.
Feeling your feels.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of those moments where Johnny would be like probably 2-3 drinks in, look over at Greg and go, I love you, man. I mean, this is just a beautiful night. I love you. I don't like you so much, but
I was at down in Florida a couple weeks ago, and this was on the hot tub playlist where we were just, because our rental had a pool and a hot tub, so every night we were just hanging out and I'd bring my phone out, put it on the playlist, and yeah, he was on there.
I like it. So what's his name?
Anes, A-N-E-E-S.
Anes.
Think I've never heard anybody really. Marshall says reminds me of Michael Franti. Never heard of that one either. Might have to put him on the list.
No, I have to. I think I gotta talk to Marshall more. He seems like such an insightful dude. That like, there's so much. Like, he's like one of those guys where it's a calm puddle, but it's probably a really deep puddle.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Marshall get really fired up, like angry at anything. It has to happen.
I actually would be worried if I saw that.
He strikes me as one of those guys that he's like nobody, like real even. And then if you really make him mad, he's like,
he ends up beating everybody up on a bus. Right.
But yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of music now. A lot of music.
Yeah. You just broke it to me that he can actually like really carry a tune. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. No, he's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Tina. Tina's joke of the week.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, I didn't finish what I had to talk about with NASA. What's another reason why NASA throws the best party?
Why? I already said the space.
They plan it.
Why? Because why?
Yeah, because they plan it. Yeah.
They plan it.
Get it, John? They plan it.
Yeah,
plan
I do get it.
They plan it, John.
I do get it.
They plan it, John.
You know what I need? You know what I need, Greg? I need a sound machine with Farrah's laugh every time she tells a joke. Farrah's a friend of ours who has probably the most infectious laugh I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. And I'm not going to repeat it. To repeat it would be almost blasphemy, so I'm not going to do it. But I need to get that on a sound booth, on a soundtrack, and just after your joke of the week.
And the clapping, like, and then boo.
Yeah.
And then the, yay.
Yay.
Okay, so because we didn't get to do this last week, I did have a few, a couple of the St. Patrick's Day ones.
Oh, yes. Okay, go ahead.
So where do leprechauns play baseball?
Where?
A little league. No, okay.
Was that all?
What's the best month to host a parade?
March.
Yay! That was just not as funny as the first one.
No, it was more of a riddle. But
yeah, I'm like trying to remember like the good ones that were on this page because I had to like look up some. So, and, oh wait, why do leprechauns always laugh while they're running through a field?
Oh, I know this one. You told me this last week.
Yep, I said it better this time. Because the grass tickles their balls.
Oh, you got Greg. Damn it.
Thank you. That's it. I'm done. I got it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. End on hitting that three. Okay. Today is National Cheesesteak Day. Hey, do you guys like cheesesteak?
Oh, I love cheesesteak. Yes.
Yeah?
Love
where cheese do you steak. Get your cheesesteak? Because the last time I had a cheesesteak was Subway. Yes. That was like.
Honestly, Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's.
They got
Jersey Mike's?
Yeah, for they real? Have two different kinds. They got a white chicken one. That's like a white chicken, chicken and white cheese or something like that. And then they got the traditional.
And then the steak one. Yeah.
All right. There you go then. All right, Greg. Why don't you wrap this up for us, buddy?
Oh, well, it's been an interesting time for me. And I have had to remind myself that as we're going through this month of just, it's spring, man. It's a time for change. So as things change from one way or another, just remember, don't be it.
There you go. For Badass Tina, the Greg, this is Johnny saying thank you for listening. Take care. Have a great week. Podcast out, everyone. Take care. Make the flowers grow. You make the stars collide. You make the stars collide. And I don't know what I did to get lucky like this, but it sure feels fine. Oh.